T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
School, groceries, sports, running this errand, meeting that deadline, you're busy. And trying to do it all while dealing with a back or neck injury is no way to live. That's why we opened the Campbell Clinic Spine Center at the corner of Germantown Parkway and Walnut Grove. Our modern waiting room includes Wi-Fi-enabled workstations. Our full-service facility also provides X-ray imaging, diagnostics, and any other technology you'll need. We even make checking in a breeze. So you can get back to, well, you. You'll receive world-class treatment at a facility fully devoted to spine issues. Our physicians and physical therapists work together to find a comprehensive treatment plan that will get you back to your life as soon as possible. With our streamlined service, your visit fits into your busy schedule. Our goal is to get you healthy so you can get back to what you do best, being you. Call Campbell Clinic Spine Center at 901-507-7656 for an appointment or make an appointment online at campbellspinecenter.com. Campbell Clinic Spine Center. Get back to you.
Who provides the best entertainment and internet experience? Best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Lets you stream on 5 devices at once. Brings you Netflix on X1 and 75 megabits per second in the most popular packages? No question. Xfinity stacks up where AT&T doesn't. Get up to 75 megabits per second download speed. Compare that to AT&T. And get X1 and voice for $30 each a month for 1 year when you bundle all three. For a limited time only, get free installation. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. And now ask us about Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money when you have Xfinity Internet. You get up to 5 lines included of talk and text, all at no extra cost. Compare that to AT&T. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Must enroll in EcoBill and auto pay within 30 days or charges increased by $5 a month. Offer ends 6/27/17. Restrictions apply. Service not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. Equipment installation tax and fees extra and subject to change during and after promo. Free installation limited to standard installation on one outlet. Non-standard installation equipment tax and fees extra. Early termination fee applies if all Xfinity service are canceled during the agreement term. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity gigabit service. Router coverage and speed on a 5 gigahertz band. Netflix streaming membership required.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, Jalen and Jacoby, starting at 6 p.m. after Gary Parish, from Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN, presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing a unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think, he'll make you laugh, he'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around, and he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
My name is Gary Parish. Brad Carson's in studio producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day with no obstacles and no disruption.
Her daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you weren't looking forward to watching Rick Pitino coach the first 5 games of the ACC schedule at Louisville next season. Or I hope you didn't plan on going to the KFC Yum Center in downtown Louisville and staring up at a 2013 national championship banner, because neither one of those things is going to happen. Rick Pitino suspended for 5 games for a failure to monitor his men's basketball program at the University of Louisville when they had a staffer hiring prostitutes and strippers for prospects and players. Also, unless they went on appeal, and they're almost certainly not going to win on appeal, Louisville Cardinals is going to become the first team to ever have to vacate a men's basketball championship. That's in the history of competitive collegiate athletics, Brad Carson. We're going to get into it in just a moment. First, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:25, John Martin's my little buddy. He co-hosts Jason and John Show weekdays from 11 to 2. Used to date Cookie, now he's married to Sam. He's going to join me in the next segment. Might talk about LeBron going bald. LeBron James did it. Finally decided to stop fighting what a lot of us are fighting and just go bald. Posted it on Instagram. Draymond Green made fun of him. We'll get into that with John Martin at 425. Finish that segment. I'm going to do four notable stories at 444, at which point I'll discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, more details about the Mayweather-McGregor fight have emerged. And boxing aficionado Max Kellerman is on record saying Conor McGregor will not land a single punch. I said I didn't think he'd land more than 10. Max Kellerman says not one.
I believe that.
Conor McGregor will not land a single punch on Floyd Mayweather. That's the prediction from Max Kellerman. So that's bad news for Conor McGregor. We're going to discuss it at 444. The Oregon State pitcher whose criminal background, specifically that he sexually molested a relative when he was 15 and the relative was 6. Did you hear about this story?
I did hear it on Eric's show today.
It was uncovered last week. The details had been unknown to Oregon State officials up until the Oregonian wrote about it and reported on it last week. That pitcher, he was supposed to be a first-round draft pick. He went unselected in all 40 rounds of the Major League Baseball draft. He is not going to be with Oregon State at the College World Series. We'll talk about that a little later on this hour. Phil Mickelson did indeed withdraw from the 2017 U.S. Open. Couldn't get there because he wanted to attend his daughter's graduation today. So he's not a factor. He will not win the U.S. Open. Ricky Fowler's leading the field right now. Ricky Fowler, who just last week, like this time last week, was kicking it over at AutoZone Park at a Redbirds game.
Yeah.
He's now leading the U.S. Open. We'll get into that just before 5 o'clock. And if you can't wait till 4 o'clock tomorrow to listen to me talk on the radio, I got great news for you. I'll tell you about it during four notable stories at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins will join me just like always. We will update you on our canoe and kayak possible competition. Jeff Calkins mentioned yesterday when he came on this show that Scott Morris from the Church Health Center had wanted Jeff and I to compete in the canoe and kayak center. And Jeff told Scott Morris, I'm assuming very politely, that's not something Gary would want to do.
Yeah.
Gary doesn't like to go outside and get into a river or a boat or anything like that. And to Jeff's credit, he's absolutely right. None of that stuff sounds great to me.
Yeah, you are the guy who said you needed a like a pool shirt, in fact, to get into water in general, too.
And I'll be wearing it. But what I told Jeff Calkins yesterday on the air is that, no, I don't want to go get in a kayak, but if Scott Morris asked me to do something, I'm going to
do it. Yeah.
Right?
He's got a great organization, does worthy and awesome things.
The amazing things he and the Church Health Center do in this community.
Terrific.
Who am I to say I'm not going to do something you asked me to do?
Well,
so the update is that I will be competing in the canoe and kayak competition this weekend.
This is big news. Breaking news.
I don't know if it's big news or breaking news, but it's a true story. I'll talk to Jeff Calkins at 5 o'clock. And then at 5:25, the general manager of the Memphis Grizzlies is Chris Wallace. He's going to join me in advance of next week's NBA draft. Are the Grizzlies going to actually get a pick and be involved on draft night? I will ask Chris Wallace point blank that at 5:25. Then we'll do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with Louisville. It came out earlier today, early this morning, that the school was going to release its punishment from the NCAA Committee on Infractions at 10 o'clock Central. So at 10 o'clock Central, me and a whole bunch of other people were on our computers, and we're waiting for the ruling, and we're waiting for the ruling, and then it comes down. Rick Pitino is going to serve a 5-game suspension, start the ACC season next season for a failure to monitor charge, given that he was unaware that while he was the head coach, a staffer that he employed was bringing prostitutes and strippers on campus to perform for prospects and players. And though that sounds awful on a variety of levels, from the NCAA perspective, it's a pretty simple case. It's an extra benefits case. You cannot be buying prostitutes for players any more than you can buy a car for a player or an Xbox for a player or a television for a player. And so it's an extra benefit case. Rick Pitino was in charge. It happened on his watch. He gets the failure to monitor charge, not unlike what Jim Boeheim previously got at Syracuse or Larry Brown previously got at SMU. Additionally, there's a 4-year probationary period. There's recruiting restrictions, scholarship reductions, financial penalties, blah, blah, blah. None of that has an actual impact, tangible impact on the Louisville basketball program outside of Rick's 5-game suspension and the fact that unless they went on appeal, it is now known because the NCAA acknowledged as much earlier today and Louisville agreed that unless Louisville wins on appeal,
They're going to have to vacate the 2012 Final Four appearance and the 2013 National Championship. It is different, but not completely unlike the Derrick Rose Memphis situation in the sense that Louisville has multiple players who competed in the 2012-2013 NCAA tournaments who have been ruled retroactively ineligible by the NCAA. And if you remember, that's what they did with Derrick Rose. They ruled him retroactively ineligible. They said any game that he competed in, you have to forfeit. He obviously competed in the national championship game.
Yeah.
Might have been beneficial if he didn't. Because
yeah,
like
he would,
maybe somebody else makes the free throw and you never get to
deal.
Never get
damn
to that
Chalmers
moment. But he did compete in that NCAA tournament.
Didn't take a test, but did that.
And so Memphis had to vacate its Final Four appearance. This is going to go down similarly. Again, Louisville insists it's going to appeal. But their basis for appeal is basically, we just think that's too harsh of a penalty.
Right.
I don't know how you win that appeal. Nobody I know thinks Louisville's going to win an appeal. So Louisville will become the first school in NCAA history to vacate a men's basketball championship. And the truth is, while it is a remarkable headline and interesting that, you know, when the news does become official, none of this should really be a surprise, given the way the NCAA does things these days. As it relates to vacating something, and especially as it relates to how you punish a head coach, even if the head coach wasn't involved and didn't know. And on that point, I was just on a radio station in Atlanta, and one of the hosts said what I think casual sports fans have said all along and do believe, which is that there's no way Rick Pitino didn't know what was going on at the University of Louisville. That he had a staffer buying hookers and strippers and bringing them to campus and throwing parties. There's just no way he didn't know. And while it's possible I'll never be able to convince you otherwise, and either way, we'll probably never know for sure, I think it's harder to believe that he was aware than it is to believe that he wasn't aware. And here's why. It sounds bad on a very surface level, and it is bad. I'm not trying to pretend otherwise. Anytime you've got a staffer bringing prostitutes to campus for kids, keep in mind, these are 16-year-old, 17-year-old recruits. I'm a father of a 14-year-old. I cannot imagine sending him off to a university for an official visit, entrusting other adults and university employees with his safety and his care, and then finding out that he, while on campus, on this visit, ended up in a room where a university employee handed him a condom and said, go in that room and do whatever you want to do. Like, we've made jokes about this story because parts of it are funny. But the idea that as a parent, you would send your child to a university and then have a university employee hire a hooker for your kid.
Oh, man, that's the worst.
Well, I don't know if it's the worst, but it's like on the list of things that should not go on. So I'm not trying to tell you this stuff isn't bad. This stuff is, like, on some level, unimaginable. But it only happened, and I put quotes around the word only, because one time's too many. But I'm only trying to provide context here. Like 11, 12 times over a four-year period. Do the math on that. It's like three, four times a year. So there was a party three or four times a year. Well, what amounts to a party? Three or four times a year in an on-campus dorm in the middle of the night. Rick Pitino's never there in the middle of the night. Rick Pitino doesn't live on campus. For those reasons, it makes sense that he wouldn't know about this. But for this reason, more than any other, it defies logic to think any head coach in America, and I'm not trying to tell you Rick Pitino's an angel. I'm just saying it defies logic any head coach in America would have knowledge of somebody on his staff bringing strippers and prostitutes to a dorm that doesn't only house basketball players, but just normal students as well. You are opening yourself up to level one violations of the that'll make for terrible headlines if caught. And you're also creating dozens of witnesses, some of whom have no actual connection to the basketball program. It's reckless, it's sloppy, it's stupid. And so I'm not telling you that coaches have never used young women to gather influence over young men. Russian spies do it as well. But what I am telling you is that even if you were getting down like that, you'd be like, yo, you cannot bring those women on campus. Are you out of your mind? Do that at the downtown Marriott. You do not bring strippers on campus. If you're going to do like that, I don't need to know about it, but, like, we ain't having them on campus. There's no way a coach would let that go down like that. And I've had this conversation over the past couple of years with 20 to 30 different Division I head coaches, some of whom like Rick, some of whom don't like Rick, some of them have no relationship with Rick at all. My point being, from all angles, and almost none of them think that Rick Pitino actually had any knowledge of what was going on. Almost all of them genuinely believe that he was totally in the dark on this until the NCAA investigation was essentially launched. And so I know some people out there will say that they're naive or I'm naive, but again, it's much harder to wrap your head around he could have known about this and let it go on than it is to just believe that he probably was simply caught in the dark. Either way, from the NCAA's perspective, it does not matter, which is why this is a bad day for Hugh Freeze. Shouldn't be a surprise, but it is a reminder. The NCAA doesn't care anymore whether you knew or didn't know, whether you were involved or not. They got so sick over the years of head coaches essentially instructing their assistants to go out, do whatever you need to do to get the players enrolled. Doesn't matter to me. I don't need to know about it. Just, look, don't talk about it around me. Don't bring it around me. Just go do your job. And I'll maintain plausible deniability. So if the you-know-what ever hits the you-know-what, you take the fall. We'll take care of you however we need to take care of you down the road. You're not going to lose your house. But you take the fall, and then I live to coach another day. It's what happened at Connecticut with Jim Calhoun. It's what happened for decades at places all over this country. And the NCAA essentially said, this is ridiculous. Because now head coaches, all they have to do is just cover their ears, cover their eyes, create plausible deniability, and we can't ever actually get to them. And so what the NCAA said was, the rules have now changed. You have to have control of your program. You have to monitor your program. If things happen on your watch, almost without exception, you will be held responsible for it. And that is why, even though Larry Brown wasn't directly tied to anything major at SMU, he was hit with a failure to monitor charge and suspended for 9 games, 2 seasons ago at SMU. Even though Jim Boeheim wasn't tied to anything super serious at Syracuse, he was hit with a failure to monitor charge, suspended for 9 games, 2 seasons ago. And even though the NCAA isn't so much as suggesting that Rick Pitino might have known what was happening here, they say it does not matter. You failed to monitor your program. Rick's argument is, what red flag could I have seen to make me think that something like this was going on? And I don't think the NCAA has a good answer for that. Because really, what red flag could you have seen? It wasn't like Louisville started recruiting at an unprecedented level like Ole Miss did. Like, Rick Pitino's always got high-level players. So getting a handful of 5-stars or McDonald's All-Americans wouldn't necessarily raise a red flag the way it did or should have at Ole Miss. And yet the NCAA just basically said, we don't care. If you didn't know, you should have known. And even if you want to argue there's no reasonable way for you to have known, well, you didn't know and it's your program. You should have hired people who follow the rules and instructed them every day to follow the rules. It's the story that I've told before about Buzz Williams. Right after he got the Virginia Tech job, I was in Blacksburg and I was in a staff meeting. And he was going through his contract. And he's guaranteed like $18 million, $22 million, somewhere in there. It's big, big money. And he's sitting down with every staff member. I'm talking about his full-time assistants to his ops guy to grad assistants. Anybody connected to the program, they're in the room, plus me. And he says, this contract is guaranteed for whatever the number was. Let's say $21 million. They have to give me every penny of this. It doesn't matter if I ever win a game. It doesn't matter if we never get a recruit. It doesn't matter if not a single fan comes to a game. They owe me $21 million. The only way they don't owe me this $21 million is if we get caught cheating. And that doesn't mean me. It means any of us. They can get me because of you.
Smart.
So don't ever think that I'm putting pressure on you to go out and break the rules to get a player. Huh. I'm not.
Yeah.
I want you to do your job as well as you can do it. Work every angle you have to work. Mm-hmm. But if you get caught cheating, you're risking me $21 million. I've got kids. Someday I'm going to have grandkids. Someday they're going to have kids. I am right now set up. A kid from Texas who went to junior college, I am now right now set up with $21 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
You don't risk my $21 million. Everybody understand. They said, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Now, is it possible he's putting on a show? Of course it is. But the point remains the same. That is what the NCAA wants you to do. They know that you can't control everybody or have your eyes on everybody at all times. But what they want you to do is remind your assistants and literally everybody who works underneath you every day if necessary. I'm responsible for you. If you get in trouble, I'm in trouble. Doesn't matter if I was involved. Doesn't matter if I knew. If you get in trouble, I'm in trouble, so you cannot get in trouble. And so take it back to Ole Miss. What is Hugh Freeze's explanation for what has happened down in Oxford?
I didn't know anything about any of this.
It is essentially,
while
the details are different,
the
root of it from the NCAA's perspective is all the same as
the
Louisville.
Same deal, right.
They acknowledge, just like Louisville acknowledged.
Yeah.
Louisville has never denied that this stuff went on.
That's right.
Ole Miss is no longer denying that this stuff went on. All Louisville ever said was, Rick Pitino didn't know anything about it.
Right.
And it was just a rogue staffer. And you can't punish our entire program and vacate a national championship and suspend our head coach over one rogue staffer. You know what the NCAA said? Yes, we can.
Yeah, we can.
Yes, we can. Here we are. And so
If
you're Hugh Freeze, you watch this go down today, what you have to realize, if you didn't realize it before, is your day's coming. Hugh Freeze will, whenever that ruling goes down, become the first Division I football coach to serve an in-game suspension for a failure to monitor. And it's because the NCAA is going to look at him and say the exact same thing they just said to Rick Pitino. We're not saying you did know. We're not saying you were involved. What we're saying is that you should have known. And the fact that you didn't, and the fact that you had staffers who broke the rules, people you hired, people who worked for you, people who reported to you, that's all we need to know. Failure to monitor. Now take your suspension. So any hope that Ole Miss was going to be able to get out of this without its head coach being punished in a similar way that Jim Boeheim was previously punished, Larry Brown was previously punished, well, that went away today. I've said consistently, there's no way I can envision a scenario where Hugh Freeze doesn't get a suspension. But today, I think, was a reminder to the rest of the country, a reminder for Ole Miss fans. The way the NCAA works now, simply shrugging your shoulders and saying, by golly, I don't know what that guy was doing. There's no way I should have known. And when I did find out, we've taken care of it. Well, good. Also doesn't matter. Take your suspension. John Martin's up next.
Friday with Greeny and Golic. The guys will have reaction from the first round of the U.S. Open with Brad Faxon, plus Mike Golic Jr. It's Mike and Mike.
Mike and Mike in the morning. Weekdays 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. Broadcasting on 680 a.m. This is Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Are you buying, refinancing, or building a new home? If so, Bank of Bartlett and Bartlett Mortgage will give you the best rate with quick closing. As a locally owned mortgage firm, all decisions, underwriting, and credit decisions are made right here. Rates are at historic lows, so now's the best time ever to get a new home loan or refinance your current home loan. No matter where you live in the Memphis area, there's a Bank of Bartlett and a Bartlett Mortgage office convenient to you. Mention you heard this from your boy Jason Smith, and you'll receive a $100 check for your closed loan. Call Bartlett Mortgage today at 901-382-6600. Or on the web, you can go to them at bankofbartlett.com. This offer is non-transferable. You have to mention you heard this ad on the top of your application to obtain the offer. Refinancing of existing Bank of Bartlett mortgage home equity lines of credit does not qualify. Check will be mailed to account holders 4 to 6 weeks after loan closing. This offer cannot be combined with any other mortgage offers. Call for current rates. Loans are subject to credit policy and credit limitations. Bank of Bartlett and Bank of Bartlett Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Bank of Bartlett's an equal housing lender and a member of the FDIC.
I had a guy stop by to see me. He showed me a picture of his girlfriend explaining she's the one. As a jeweler, I'm involved in life's truly special moments. I showed him rings and he asked, why is yours so much less? My answer, Continental Buying Group. I'm the only Memphis jeweler belonging to Continental Buying Group, by far the most respected jewelry buying consortium in America. With over 100 retailers with about $1 billion of buying power, I get better prices without sacrificing quality or integrity. It's very simple. Since I pay less, you pay less. That's a slam dunk. I'm a jeweler, my name is Steve, and my store is King. King Furs and Fine Jewelry in Laurelwood. I just told you about a guy who bought his engagement ring from me. As a jeweler, I'm involved in life's truly special moments. What really impressed him was my warranty. I'm the only Memphis jeweler belonging to Preferred Jewelers International. Through this amazing organization, you get a lifetime warranty on diamond jewelry at no cost. It's a nationwide warranty, which means should you leave Memphis, you can visit any of the over 130 Preferred Jewelers in our nationwide network, and they will honor your warranty just like me. You found the girl. I've got the ring and a warranty that beats all the others. That's a slam dunk. I'm a jeweler. My name is Steve, and my store is King. King Furs and Fine Jewelry in Laurelwood.
Levi's and JCPenney want to say bravo to all those who waited to do their Father's Day shopping. Procrastination, congratulations all around. You knew you needed to go shopping, but sometimes putting it off pays off. Like right now. Get to JCPenney and get Levi's 505 jeans for just $36.99. Yes, Levi's 505 jeans, ordinarily $59.50, are just $36.99. But this price will be gone in just days, so don't tempt fate by waiting a second longer. Visit your nearest JCPenney store or jcpenney.com today.
So you get this idea for your company. Great. But then...
it's too expensive.
Too complicated.
I want to say yes.
We've never done it that way before.
Yeah, no.
Not during summer.
Nah.
Why now?
I liked it better before you explained it.
Start saying yes to your company's best ideas. American Express Open can help with money and know-how so you can get business done.
We can't do that, can we?
Yes, we can.
Visit open.com and see how American Express Open can help you get business done.
The best summer fun in the country begins at our own Country Ford in South Haven. The number of new Country Fords and thousands off prices is way up during Country Ford's Summer Freedom Sale. Get your favorite new 17 Mustang or Edge. Take up to $6,000 off MSRP. New 17 Escapes up to $5,000 off MSRP. New 17 Explorers up to $7,500 off. And new 17 Expeditions up to $12,000 off. Check out Country Ford's summer sale on the best-selling new truck for over 40 years. Country Ford's new F-150s up to $13,000 off MSRP. If you're a first responder or in our military, Country Ford and Ford Motor Company just extended the extra $1,000 bonus on any new Ford you choose. Yes, extra $1,000 for all first responders through June 21st. Don't miss the Summer Freedom Sale at Country Ford on East Cabin Road, South Haven, or online at countryford.com. Whatever it takes, Country Ford gets it done for you.
Mercedes-Benz of Memphis is more than a dealership, it is a lifestyle. A name you've trusted for over 35 years. Our sales team, delivery specialist, and service advisors all understand that honesty and integrity are our top priority. Large selection of pre-owned Mercedes starting at $23,900. Let us put you behind the wheel today. After all, it's not just a car, it's a lifestyle. It's a Mercedes. Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, conveniently located off Poplar Avenue in East Memphis. All vehicles subject to prior sale. All vehicles plus taxes, title, registration, and dealer prep. See dealer for details.
The man. That's what fans call big-time athletes. The thing is, they're wrong. The real man is the man who taught you how to grill a burger, catch a fly ball, even how to exaggerate your fishing story just enough to make it believable. So here's to the real man out there. Happy Father's Day from Academy Sports and Outdoors. The best brands, the lowest prices, guaranteed. Academy Sports and Outdoors. For all, for less.
Right now, get 25% off on select Under Armour apparel and footwear.
Wiley Imports, the Mercedes-Benz repair and salvage parts specialist. Our company now has a foreign and domestic car parts salvage yard located at 3763 Old Gitwell Road in Memphis. We not only pull the parts, but we deliver to auto shops. In business for over 35 years, we have engines, transmissions, body parts, pumps, original wheels, starters, mirrors, and more. Wiley Imports, 362-3081. We also buy junk cars. Wiley Imports, 3763 Old Getwell Road.
Indulge in Memphis's favorite place to taste Mediterranean with today's Perks Deal. Half off a $20 gift certificate to Petra Cafe with two locations in Memphis and Germantown. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
You hear that drip? Think about it this way. There's a nickel. There's a dime. And before you know it, this is getting expensive. Drips or water leaks like this can add up quickly on your water bill. It might as well be this sound. That's your money going down the drain. 901 Plumbing can service any problems that arise. Residential, commercial, and 24-hour emergency service. Drips, drops, and even pours, 901 Plumbing can settle the score. On your water bill, that is. 901 Plumbing. 901-235-4200 or 901plumbing.com.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
And cracks in the walls of your home, maybe floors that are sinking or sloping a bit. It could be signs of a foundation problem. If you got a foundation problem, you got a real problem. Get in touch with Redeemers Group. They've been serving Memphis and the Mid-South since 2008. They specialize in patented and proven products and processes to permanently fix your problem and restore a healthier home environment. They handle foundation repair, crawl space repair, basement waterproofing, concrete leveling. They'll come out. Inspections are free. If you give them a call, 451-8765, they show up at your house. They'll assess the situation, give you an estimate, then you decide what you want to do. You want to proceed with the project? That's terrific. Mention my name, Gary Parish. You get an additional $50 off. You don't want to proceed for whatever reason. Perhaps it's not that big of a problem. Maybe it costs more than you anticipated or want or have to spend. Doesn't matter. You just tell them no thank you and they walk away. You don't owe them a penny. So there's no harm in calling. It's why you should call. 451-8765, that's Redeemers Group. They're on the web. RedeemersGroup.com. 4:30, Gary Parish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN. We will discuss Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will be here at 5. Grizzlies general manager Chris Wallace will be here at 5:25. But right now, he's my little buddy, the co-host of the Jason and John Show. Weekdays from 11 to 2. Used to do it with Cookie. Now he's married to Sam. It's John Martin. Hey, John, what's up?
What up, dog?
So, you've been following the Draymond Green, LeBron James social media back and forth today?
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
It is so good. That is what she said. It started with Draymond Green showing up at the Golden State Warriors victory parade in a shirt that says Quickie with the Q from the Quicken Loans Arena. The implication being that we made light work of you guys, five-game series. That's a Quickie. LeBron jumps on Instagram and says, Quickie. That's what she said at Draymond Green, at which point Draymond Green jumps back on Instagram, takes a screen grab of LeBron James earlier today, Instagramming that he has finally shaved his head completely bald, at which point Draymond Green says, oh, these Warriors finally made him do it, finally made him all go all bald, and then he jumps on stage at the Golden State Warriors victory parade and makes fun of LeBron James for saying he's never played on a super team. Who's winning today? We know who won the championship. Who's winning today, LeBron James or Draymond Green?
Well, Draymond Green is clearly winning.
I think so, too.
I mean, is there even – like, there's not even a debate because even when you say that's what she said, like, where's the insult to Draymond Green? Yeah, that's not an insult. That's just like a funny thing you say based off the shirt.
It's a Michael Scott quote. It's not an insult.
Yeah, it's not like – yeah, it has nothing to do with Draymond Green. You know, if you would have said that's what your girl said, right, that would have been pretty funny. But, you know, LeBron's married with kids. You know, he's not going to do that. And I don't think Draymond Green has a girl, or if he does, he has many of them. He's not married, to the best of my knowledge. So I think Draymond Green is clearly winning. Here's the other thing, Gary. I don't think, like, I mean, maybe in his mind he thinks he went bald. I think LeBron James has got a haircut, and his hairline is so bad that it looks like he went bald. And so it's even worse. Like, Draymond Green is killing this dude right now, and that pains me to say. But, yeah, this isn't even like a – this is like a four-game series on Instagram insults. This is a sweep.
You don't think LeBron James is bald right now?
It doesn't. No, he still has hair. It's just very, very short.
I think it's close to bald. That's what we call bald.
But he hasn't. But he still has hair on the sides, though, Gary. Like, I think he should go bald, but he hasn't. He hasn't done it yet. He hasn't completely let go.
I don't know that he. I'm looking at a bald man. Brad Carson, can you be a rule? Can you rule on this?
I think I'm with Gary. It does appear that he is bald. I don't know what hair you're referring to. He's got chops, but other than that, I don't see any hair up there, bro.
Yeah, he's bald.
When I think bald, I think MJ. Like, MJ is bald.
What, does he have to shave his face, too? Is that what you're saying?
I'm looking at it right now.
No, there's no hair up there, bro.
It's,
hold on, yes,
it's,
there is.
It's almost no hair. It's pretty. Like, I see what you see.
You think there's just a slight little bit of hair that he sort of, like, he did a half edge?
No, he still has hair on his head.
I see what you see, but that's closer to bald than not. That's bald.
I think that's pretty bald.
But he's not, like, but, like, that's the funny part, is that Draymond, like, he's so close to bald that you can, like, make fun of it and say that the Warriors made him go bald, and it's funny. Like, LeBron is just getting routed today. It's not a good day for LeBron on social media.
Yeah, there is a little bit of fuzz up there, I guess, if you look closely.
I see what you're
saying. Yeah, it's like a quarter guard or something.
He should just shave it off. Like, his hairline is so bad, and he's become the butt of jokes so much that he should just say goodbye.
He didn't use a razor on this. There's no razor is what you're saying.
He used clippers, no razor.
No razor.
But that's pretty close to bald. He's basically like – he's bald like Rick Ross is bald.
Yeah.
He's got the beard, but he's got more hair on his face than he has on his head.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is true, yes. But he hasn't completely said goodbye, though. He's gonna let it grow back. Like, it's just going to grow back, and he's going to have the same receding hairline.
No, I think once you go this route and you realize that it's a good look because
He looks terrific.
I think it's a great look.
You think it's a good look?
Oh,
you think
yeah.
It looks terrific?
Absolutely. No, and Black Man and Gary and I have discussed this. Gary, you tell him what the deal is here.
No, Brad, I'll let you say it.
No, well, Black men typically can pull off the bald look better. I mean, it's just true. I mean, there are good-looking white men with...
I won't say I've never, but, like, the overwhelming majority of white men who go bald do not look good.
There's only a few. Like, Van Pelt can pull it off, but there's only a few.
Who's the best-looking bald white man?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
No, he's not.
Who's better? There's not like a whole lot to pick from.
Yeah, Stone Cold looks good.
I'm looking here.
Yeah, good-looking white man.
It depends on, like, you know, some guys have gone bald just temporarily. Like
Beckham did for a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah, like Beckham went bald for a little bit. So for a little bit, he was clearly the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, I'm not talking about, like, bald as, like, a fashion statement, though. Like, really bald, man. Like, bald as hell.
Oh, no, because most people who are bald aren't, like, almost nobody's, like, completely bald naturally.
Right.
Like, you have a little hair somewhere. Mm-hmm. You have to commit to shaving it all off.
Mm-hmm. I'm submitting Stone Cold.
I've got a picture of the 25 hottest bald men of all time. I've got a list.
Good. Let's go through them.
Let's go through them. Mm-hmm. This is a good way to spin a radio segment.
Sorry.
How do you feel about Bruce Willis?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, very good.
I think so. Bruce Willis, good-looking bald man.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Pablo Picasso?
No.
Pablo Picasso. I feel like Pablo.
No, Pablo.
Do we have actual photographs of him?
Yeah, yeah. I think, honest to God, this might be embarrassing. I think this is the first time I've ever laid eyes on Pablo Picasso.
I'm looking at him, too. I don't think so.
I don't think he's good-looking.
No, Picasso's not. No.
Pablo Picasso.
I've never seen him, but I'm going to assume he's not a great-looking guy.
No, we're going to go on him.
Not a great-looking guy.
No.
Jerry Brown? Former governor of California?
I don't even know who that is.
No.
Not a great-looking bald guy. Just not.
No.
The Rock?
The Rock's not white, though. The Rock's not
white. Oh, you're throwing out Hawaiians, too?
Black.
We can't we? Well, he's Hawaiian.
Yeah, well, this is 25 just hottest bald men of all time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's not white.
But yeah, okay, we'll rule him out. We'll rule LL Cool J out.
So we have one or two.
Patrick Stewart, pretty good-looking bald man.
Yeah.
He's just a little older, like, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, like, if you were Patrick Stewart's age and you look like Patrick Stewart, you'd be happy.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm with you.
Yeah, okay, he rocks it.
If I look like Patrick Stewart right now, I'd be happy.
I'd take it.
rolling around in a wheelchair X-Men. Like, yeah. Feel good.
How old is Patrick Stewart? Let's get an age on that man.
Okay, see Patrick Stewart age.
He's got to be in his 70s.
I think he's probably close to 70 or in his 70s. He's 76 years old.
Yeah, he looks terrific.
How is it possible Patrick Stewart at 76 looks better than me at 40 or better than me at 30?
He looks good.
He does look good.
I mean, he's a Hollywood actor, man.
Yeah.
I guess that'll do it.
Looks fine. He's English.
Andre Agassi.
Yep.
Pretty good looking man.
Yeah. He rocks it.
Oop, this is a good one. His name popped into my head before I even saw him. Stanley Tucci.
Stanley Tucci? Who the hell is that?
Stanley Tucci is an actor.
Stanley. Do you know who that is, John?
I don't know who Stanley Tucci is.
Thank you.
How about this? Kelly went to a play, a Broadway show in New York one time, like a matinee. She didn't know what she was getting into, but Edie Falco was in it. Edie Falco from The Sopranos.
Oh. Yeah.
And so it was Edie Falco and Stanley Tucci.
I love Stanley Tucci. Now I know who he is.
And they were naked on stage the entire time. My wife has seen Stanley Tucci's Ding-a-ling. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, my God.
It's a true story.
Stanley Tucci
the
looks like...
The question is, has she seen Stanley Tucci's and Bill Russell's?
Kelly Slater. Kelly Slater, pretty good-looking bald white man. Great-looking bald white man.
Yeah, I would give
surfer,
that a yay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a surfer.
Yeah.
Surfer. Okay. Ooh, Telly Savalas.
Yeah, I like Telly. He's good.
Jason Statham.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, 100%. Sure. Great-looking bald white man.
For sure.
Vin Diesel.
Yeah, he's good.
Love
yeah.
Jason Statham.
I know Statham. Yeah.
Vin Diesel.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Vin Fantastic. Diesel's a good-looking
yes.
dude, man.
Not as good as Jason Statham.
How about, are these people any better than LeBron? Are these white dudes better than LeBron or worse?
I don't.
I think Ooh. I would take Vin Diesel over LeBron.
You okay. would? Okay.
I don't know. Here's where I'm at so far.
Okay.
Jason Statham, great-looking bald white man.
Yeah.
LeBron James, also great-looking bald black man.
Yes.
If we're opening it up to all races, who is the best-looking bald man on the planet? I've got a name here.
You do.
Feel like I found the answer to that.
Bald man. And who is it?
You know who I think it is?
Who?
Tyson Beckford.
That's the black guy, right?
He is a black guy.
He's fantastic looking, and I think I agree with that. He's the best looking black dude.
Do you think it's Tyson Beckford?
Or any human, black or white.
Yeah, I think anybody.
He's the best.
I think if you could look like anybody, you would want to look like Tyson Beckford.
And look how nice his teeth are, too.
Got great teeth, too.
He's fantastic. Yeah, him. I agree with you.
So, listen, I'm not telling you LeBron James is Tyson Beckford, but I think LeBron James looks good with his bald head.
I agree.
And once you – I'm speaking as a man who is balding. Once you commit to going close to bald and you go, oh, wow, this is actually probably better than where I was at before,
yeah.
then you're just only – you're one step removed from just getting the razor straight to your head.
And to John's original point, I'm looking at Tyson's cut. It is also not a total razor cut. There is a slight bit of fuzz up there. So it's not a total buzz cut.
Or, in my opinion, to be considered bald, you got to be bald, man.
Razor
like,
cut.
Not still holding on, not, like, hoping and praying something changes. Mm. Like, you got to be bald. Like The Rock is bald.
Tyson Beckford's bald.
Yeah, he looks good.
Tyson Beckford. I don't know. I mean, I have to get
No,
a picture,
he's got a little
I
fuzz,
assume.
Though, Gary. He John would say he's not totally bald.
Well, there are pictures where he's totally bald.
The one I'm looking at on his Wikipedia, he has a little fuzz up there. Like, he did not razor cut.
Execute your Google images, Brad Carson. You'll have 100,000 pictures of Tyson Beckford.
Well, he's got various looks. I'm looking at it now. There are some on there with the fuzz. All right. So,
but
anyway.
He has been bald in the past.
He's used a razor cut before, sure.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
Well, that's the answer. I feel like we figured some stuff out this segment, John.
So. Yeah.
All right, well, enjoy.
All right, I'll see you later.
All right,
bye-bye.
All right, wow.
Tyson Beckford, how about that?
Hey, I'm with you on that. That might be one of the best-looking humans, bald or not bald.
How is it possible I'm the same species as that guy?
It's not possible. He's like, amazing looking.
Like, how bad did I get it in life that I could have theoretically looked like that, but instead I look like this?
Gary, don't do that to yourself. You're a good-looking man as well. You're just
Are you crazy?
No, but you have to rank this stuff. You're like, you're just average. Like, Tyson Bedford's an A. He's like an A+. You're ranking yourself against the best of the best.
I'm looking at his entire body.
Yeah.
And there's not one thing on my body that I would keep instead of anything on his body. Not his nose, not his ears.
No. He's the best of the best, though.
I wouldn't say, you know what? I'll take his abs and his head, but, like, I'd like to keep my own nose.
Don't do
nope,
that
I'll
to
take
yourself.
His nose, too.
No, don't do You're picking the best
I would
of the
trade
best.
Every one of my body parts for every one of Tyson Beckford's body parts.
That's what she said.
Except for maybe my eyelashes. It's possible I have better eyelashes.
Yeah, you have good eyelashes. I don't think anybody can compare to your eyelashes. So there you have that going.
Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather, they going to fight? And Max Kellerman says he doesn't think Conor McGregor will even land one punch. We'll get into that next.
Mercedes-Benz of Memphis is more than a dealership. It is a lifestyle. A name you've trusted for over 35 years. Our sales team, delivery specialist, and service advisors all understand that honesty and integrity are our top priority. Large selection of pre-owned Mercedes starting at $23,900. Let us put you behind the wheel today. After all, it's not just a car. It's a lifestyle. It's a Mercedes. Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, conveniently located off Poplar Avenue in East Memphis. All vehicles subject to prior sale. All vehicles plus taxes, title, registration, and dealer prep. See dealer for details.
It's time to celebrate dads, and Dinstals makes it easy this week with a summer sizzling special. Cashew crunch, pecan brittle, and peanut brittle, handmade in copper kettles with butter and brown sugar. A delicious trio all wrapped up at a very special price, just in time for Father's Day. Maybe he would enjoy an assortment of chocolate-covered nuts or the mouth-watering tortellettes made with fresh, chewy caramel and crisp pecans, then enrobed with rich milk chocolate. You can also add chocolate-covered raspberries, strawberries, grapes, and pineapple. And if he's a sports fan, bring a smile to his face and make his favorite game even sweeter with Dinstals chocolate baseballs, golf balls, tennis balls, footballs, basketballs, or chocolate fish. Dinstals is the place for all of Dad's favorite treats. Stop by Laurelwood, Germantown, and Pleasant View today and say, "Thanks, Dad," with Dinstals, making sweet traditions for over 100 years.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine here once again for MemphisHairDoctor.com, New Body Concepts. You've been hearing me talk about this company for years, and it's because they're simply the best. They have a new office location in Germantown, but the same incredible staff that has more experience with the NeoGraft procedure than anyone in the area. They have done millions of grafts. They are the top NeoGraft provider in the southeastern United States, and they have the best prices in the entire country. The NeoGraft procedure revolutionized hair restoration. No longer do you have to go through a painful, scar-inducing procedure that doesn't look natural and just leaves you wondering, why did you do it in the first place? The NeoGraft procedure uses your own hair, so it's natural and it looks fantastic. I went through the process 4.5 years ago. I've had friends go through the process. It really does work. But don't take my word for it. Go to the website, MemphisHairDoctor.com, or give them a call. Set up your free consultation. 855-865-HAIR. 855-865-HAIR. Call my friend Missy. Get set up with a free consultation today. 855-865-HAIR. New Body Concept.
If you love to watch what you want, when you want it, anywhere you want, Xfinity is the clear choice with this incredible offer. Get internet and TV with a choice of HBO or Showtime for just $29.99 a month for 12 months. Download the Xfinity Stream app and your content is mobile. Stream top-rated movies and shows, including HBO or Showtime, on up to 5 devices. Keep connected and watch all those favorites on the go with millions of hotspots nationwide. Xfinity provides the fastest hotspots with the most coverage on the go. Combine all that with Xfinity's popular in-home internet service with download speeds up to 25 megabits per second, all for just $29.99 per month for 12 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get up to 75 megabits of download speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Switch to Xfinity today and get in-home internet service of 25 megabits per second for just $29.99 per month for 1 year. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 6/21/17. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Require subscription to Internet Plus Double Play. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast, TV fee, extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Not available in all areas.
Lots and lots of folks in the Mid-South area are noticing damage to their homes and properties due to the storms this time of the year, and you know there are likely more storms to come. That's just how it is in this part of the country. So trust me when I tell you, put Danny Morrison Roofing in your phone. This is Gary Parrish, and chances are pretty good if your roof suffers some damage due to the unpredictable weather, Danny Morrison can get you under a new roof at no out-of-pocket expense to you. Danny and his team will work directly with your insurance company to get you taken care of quickly and professionally, and most importantly, at no out-of-pocket cost to you. So call them. 901-870-0186. That's 870-0186. His team is experienced and knowledgeable and looking forward to your call. That number again, it's 870-0186, or you can check them out on the web at morrisonsroofing.com. That's morrisonsroofing.com. And remember, Danny's company, it won Memphis Most last year for best roofing contractor in the Mid-South, and they'd love your vote and support again this year. So go vote at commercialappeal.com. That website's commercialappeal.com. It's Danny Morrison Roofing, 901-870-0186.
This is Dr. Lucas Troutman. You've probably seen and heard that Memphis is in the middle of an epidemic of opioid, pain pill, and heroin addiction. You may live with, work with, or even go to church with someone who is suffering from opioid addiction. We hear about people dying almost on a daily basis. Opioid addiction can happen to anyone. Maybe an injury led you to pain pills and you can't shake it. Maybe pills treat your depression and make you feel normal. They're very difficult to let go of on your own. The great thing is there are medications that can help. I offer an outpatient program with medications like Suboxone, Bunavil, and Subutex, which will take away your withdrawals and cravings and make you feel normal again. I am an addiction psychiatrist, and I get people sober every day. In my program, your job is not disrupted, your home life is not disrupted, and you sleep in your own bed every night. You don't even have to be away from your family. If you or a loved one are suffering from pain pill or heroin addiction, I can get them sober in a confidential, discreet outpatient office. Call me anytime, 901-821-9658.
I am here to help.
Guests appear via the Smile Center hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
In a waistband, went to war with the devil and Shaytan. He wore a bad toupee and a spray tan. So high now, hoping that I land on a tie stick moving through Thailand. On the radio, heard a plane hijack. Government being back by Nick Cooper.
Jeff Calk is your award-winning comments over the Memphis commercial. Billy's going to be here 5 o'clock. Talk to him then. 5:25, General Manager Memphis Grizzlies, Chris Wallace. He'll join me. Are the Grizzlies going to get involved in the 2017 NBA draft next week? I will ask him that. Exactly that way. We're going to do it at 5:25. But right now, I have 4 stories I'd like to discuss.
Now, Gary's 4 stories, presented by Bank of Bartlett. 4 notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's 4 notable stories at 4:44. Story number 1.
Max Kellerman, a longtime boxing analyst, said this morning on national television that Conor McGregor will not land a single punch against Floyd Mayweather. You agree or disagree, Brad Carr?
I think I'm agreeing.
You got to land one punch, right? I mean, you're in a ring. You got gloves on. You got to at least land one somehow, even if it's not a powerful punch. You got at least like something where the CompuBox guys go, yeah, we'll give him credit for that one.
I guess he probably, given his, he'll at least land one, but how many would you predict? About like 20, 30? I don't think he'll land that many.
I would say it depends on how many rounds Floyd allows this to go.
Yeah.
But on average, 3 per round.
The one challenge, I've been trying to think about this.
And not any clean shots. Nothing clean.
In terms of Floyd, what's your mindset? You're just going to try to knock his ass out in that first round? Are you coming in going, are you just doing the skillful thing?
That's never been Floyd's mindset.
Of course not.
The way Floyd fights, people find it boring. I find it fascinating.
Yes.
Like, I've never been bored during a Floyd Mayweather fight because I love the way they tend to go down, which is this. He gets in a ring with you.
Oh, yeah.
And he dances around a little bit.
Yeah.
And he
kind of feels you out.
Over a string of about 2 or 3 rounds,
mm-hmm.
he's in the ring with you, and he recognizes pretty quickly that you can't hurt him
mm-hmm.
and that you can't touch him.
Right.
And then he just starts peppering you.
Yep.
It's just counterpunching, counterpunching, counterpunching.
Yeah.
I mean, just go. He outclassed Arturo Gatti, but that is one of my favorite Mayweather fights because I love the build-up, and I love the way it actually went down. The build-up was like, Arturo Gatti's been in these wars, but you know, he's never been in these wars with Mickey Ward.
Yeah.
And now he's going to get in there with Mayweather, and Mayweather's never been hit like this. Mm-hmm. And Mayweather, from the very beginning, said, what are you guys talking about if he hits me? He's not going to hit me.
Yeah.
He's a club fighter. I'm an elite all-time great, and he doesn't even belong in the ring with me.
Right.
We're just doing this because you guys tricked yourself into thinking it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he won't, like, it's true. I've never been hit by somebody who hits as hard as Arturo Gatti, I guess. But, like, Arturo Gatti never going to hit me, so what difference does it make?
Right.
And then they got in the ring, bell rings, and it was just pop, 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 pop. I mean, he just took him apart.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wants to do that here, that's the way it'll go down. Like, like I said yesterday and have been saying for months, it defies logic to think somebody who never boxed professionally could get into the ring with somebody like Floyd Mayweather and stand any chance, which is why I don't understand why the odds are actually down to Mayweather minus 600.
I saw that. That's weird.
Because when you've got somebody who knows boxing as well as Max Kellerman knows boxing,
mm-hmm.
and he is saying, even if it's a bit of an overstatement, hyperbole, that Conor McGregor won't land a punch. How is it only minus 600
I don't know.
For Floyd Mayweather? Like Floyd was minus 700 against Miguel Cotto.
That's crazy.
The idea that you'd be a bigger favorite over Miguel Cotto than you are over a man who's never boxed professionally just doesn't make any sense to me. And I know Floyd's 40, and I know that he hadn't fought in 2 years, but he's taken 2 years off before, come back, and looked like he never left, and he's never gotten out of shape. So it's true, Floyd and I are the same age. But, like, for all practical purposes, we ain't the same age.
Right.
Like, I'm legit 40, and he's more like 30.
Yeah.
And so I just don't get it. Like, I I'm trying to talk myself out of going to Mortgage Investors in Group, pulling cash out of the equity in my home.
I don't think
and betting
that.
Everything that I could possibly bet on Floyd Mayweather at minus 600. Because if boxing analysts don't think the other guy's ever going to land a punch, how could Floyd possibly lose other than disqualification?
Let me ask you this. Do you think that there's it's the same type of a lottery situation? It's better than the lottery, you betting everything you own on that versus him possibly knocking down Floyd or winning that fight?
He's not going to hit him.
Well, the books with that, you said it yourself. They're comparing it to other boxing matches he's had, and it's
Floyd
better
has
odds.
Been in there with tremendous punchers.
I know. I can't understand why the books would do that.
He's been in there with, at least Arturo Gatti was an actual boxer.
Yeah.
Like Floyd's been in there with Shane Mosley, Victor Ortiz, Miguel Cotto, Canelo Alvarez.
They don't know what he's going to be fighting, though. I don't know. I know we know, but, you know, maybe they're just giving themselves an out. I don't
know. Do you know how incredible it would be for somebody to pick up boxing gloves for the first time 6 months ago and then be able to get into a ring and land punches against Floyd Mayweather?
I know.
Like, Conor McGregor is a fine puncher for an MMA fighter. Mm-hmm. But it's just like what Greg Doyle told us yesterday. The best punching MMA guys aren't better than the worst boxing guys when it comes to boxing. Like, this is something different. So I just don't get it. Like, I feel like it's
weird. You're going to be betting heavy on Floyd.
I feel like I have to bet everything I own.
Don't do that. Please don't do that. Because if something weird happens, which would be incredible and, like, not predictable, but, I mean, don't do that.
People keep telling me that.
Don't do it.
That material things don't really matter in this world.
This is true.
So by that definition, if I actually did lose everything I own on the Floyd Mayweather Conor McGregor fight, what difference would it make?
I'm sure your family would like to keep their home, though, and be with you and have nice things. So I would not do that.
Get me on the phone with Mortgage Investors
MIG,
Group.
Don't give him the money.
I'm going to pull cash out of the equity of my home.
Don't do it.
Story number two.
The Oregon State pitcher, who has been their ace all year, was projected as a first-round draft pick, a young man named Luke Heimlich.
Mm-hmm. Heimlich?
Or Hemlich.
Hemlich, okay. Mr. Hemlich.
Went unselected in all 40 rounds of the Major League Baseball draft.
Yeah.
After last week, the Oregonian newspaper uncovered that he is a registered sex offender because when he was 15 years old, he molested a 6-year-old female relative. And so this has been an amazing story. Like, this guy's just going along. He's been at Oregon State, I think, 3 years now.
Wow.
He's the ace of a staff. They're going to the College World Series, about to be a first-round draft pick, and then the Oregonian uncovers that he's a registered sex offender.
Yeah.
So he's not going to the College World Series. He's not going to pitch anymore. Mm-mm. And he didn't get drafted. He went from somebody – this would be the equivalent of, like, I don't know, like, let's think of somebody.
Somebody on North Carolina or something.
TJ Leaf.
Okay.
Is going to be picked in the 20s of the NBA draft.
Yeah.
And something happened, came out, that even if you had a 40-round NBA draft, TJ Leaf would never get picked.
Yeah, this is the climate we're in.
That's what just happened to this person.
Yeah.
And on one hand, you go, my God, what must it be like to have your life turned upside down like that? Your life is going brilliantly.
Yeah.
Like, you're a college student. You're the star of your team. You're going to your College World Series. You're going to be a first-round draft pick. Means you're going to be a millionaire. To, nope, you're not pitching anymore to Oregon State. Major League clubs won't take you. Whoa.
Wow.
On one hand, you go, what must that be like? On the other hand, this is a guy who molested a 6-year-old.
Exactly.
So, like, I can't feel sorry for you.
No.
But I think Oregon State's handling this about as correctly as they could, and the Major League Baseball franchises are too. I don't care if this is Clayton Kershaw. You can't bring in a guy who, when he was 15 years old, molested a 6-year-old female relative. Like, you can't bring that guy into your organization. I don't care what sort of potential he has, and by all accounts, real potential here, but you just got to take a pass on it. And so,
That's a weird story, though, because think about that for a second. He's already played and participated on your team for 3 years, and then you're like, nope, he's done. I get why, because it's the right decision. It's just that's the part of it that's just sort of wild. You know?
Well, what it will lead to is every university now doing extensive background checks. Like, at the very least, hey, run his name, see if he's a registered sex offender before we enroll him and have him as the star of our baseball, basketball, or football team, because Oregon State clearly didn't do that. And now they've got a really ugly story on their hands.
Story number three.
U.S. Open is underway at Erin Hills in Wisconsin. And your leader right now, it's Ricky Fowler.
Ew.
We like Ricky Fowler, don't we?
No, he's great. He participated in your FedEx St. Jude Classic.
He was here at the FedEx St. Jude Classic. I saw him Instagramming from over there at the AutoZone Park. He went to a Redbirds game, so he was supporting the local professional baseball team. He was doing it on behalf of St. Jude. Yeah. So if Ricky Fowler gets his first major this weekend, that's fine with me. Ricky Fowler sitting at 7 under.
And that will mean he'll come back next year because he'll be like, oh, I got a good start because I went to the FedEx St. Jude Classic and got ready.
He might attribute his success to his appearance at the FedEx St. Jude Classic, which means Ricky Fowler, you might be able to expect him back in Memphis this time next year.
Story number four.
If you can't wait till 4 o'clock tomorrow to listen to me talk about sports on the radio
for hours and hours,
I don't think it's a big announcement.
It's a big announcement.
It's just really something to get us through four notable stories at 4:44.
This is a big announcement.
I will be hosting on CBS Sports Radio tomorrow morning from 9 to noon Eastern. That's 8 to 11 Central.
Nice.
Among my guests will be the great Chris Mannix to make him talk about the Mayweather-McGregor fight that he hates. And also, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is scheduled to join me in the second hour. So you can stream that, obviously, at CBSSports.com. That's CBSSports.com. Jeff Calkins is up next.
Hungry? But what if you were enjoying ribs smothered in a whiskey glaze with meat so tender it just falls off the...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.